Hey, 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 it's Phantom coming at you from the 216. Question for the day. Have you ever felt anxious or like you just can't relax? You're waiting for the other shoe to drop or you're overloaded in tasks? Well, this is exactly why I'm running the podcast today. That's what I'm going to talk about, grounding exercises to really help you get back into the present moment and mindful of the here and now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, so you're working hard. Susie is two rooms over and she's three cubicles loud. You can feel your hands and your feet tingling. The thing that you heard from somebody older and more established than you today just still freshly looping in your brain like a stress bomb. The phone's ringing. You just can't relax. You would like a cigarette or alcohol or a blunt or something to make the madness stop. Well, the good news is here is how you make it stop. Hey, hang in there. There's going to be a short commercial break, and then we will get into the nitty gritty. Do some deep breathing. I'll see you soon. One of the best exercises to do when you feel like this is to get a sink and run cold water over your hands. I don't care if your employers come out the bathroom stall looking at you crazy. Take your shoes off for a moment, stand flat on the floor, count the seconds your hands are under the water, pay attention to the texture, the temperature, how it feels on your skin. Take a good look in the mirror. Do some slow deep breaths, feel the textures of the tips and your fingers. Just really just soak in the sensory experience that you're having. Grounding is about awareness, okay? So it's about becoming as one with the present moment as you can. So do the best grounding exercises. Just look around, become back in touch with how your physical body is feeling so you can remove all the thoughts from what just happened, what's about to happen, what's currently happening. It's not as complicated as it may feel or seem, but let me get into it. When we come back, I'll show you just why worrying about tomorrow and thinking about what happened even 5 minutes ago will keep you stuck in an anxious state and how to get out of it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right back. Thanks so much for listening. This is Phantom coming at you from the 216. We're getting a little bit into why worrying about the past is going to keep you worried about it and why you won't really be able to ground yourself if you're 10 steps behind here and 10 steps ahead in your head. It's about syncing the two to be one right now. That's why it's called the present moment. The past is the past, right? And the power of the mind is so pinpoint that when you don't recognize the depth of what you're doing, you're lightweight, time traveling, because you're not fully here. When your mind is set in a moment, the feelings come back, the experience becomes more vivid, the more that you dwell on it. You can almost feel the raindrops hitting your skin from that cold night, right? So thinking of the past is kind of like working with a cell phone. When you're there actively involved, that's what you're doing. Even if you're doing another task, the task will take two times as long because it's where you're applying your focus. If you're on the phone, you are on the phone. You're there with the phone. Don't tell me differently because I've seen pretty much everyone text and drive at least once that you don't mix. Even if you're fantastic at multitasking, you are still multitasking. The two don't mix and it's dangerous. Anxiety and dwelling are dangerous states to get stuck in, especially for people who have prophetic gifts and use them more regularly. We tend to fall out of touch with the here and now and we have to reorient from time to time. So we're like overwhelmed because we're sponges. You know what I mean? Kids are sponges, but we're still sponges. We just have to become more accustomed and cluttered, so we absorb less and it begins to manifest in the physical because we're running out of emotional space. Like, kids, they have a lot more to go. They have a lot more, the word is emotional space. They have a lot more room to feel something, to learn something. We've become so clustered with the past and the present and what we need to do in the future that we're always constantly in three states. So no wonder why it's really hard to relax. And it manifests in the physical because we just can't absorb anymore. If that doesn't make any sense, just keep tuning in and we'll break it down progressively bit by bit by bit. But basically, if you're mentally clear and you can emotionally process, then you are on the right path to grounding yourself. So just a quick synopsis. Grounding is about being completely present in the present moment and aware of your body, the sensations and smells around you, just fully in touch with the now. When you start to feel overwhelmed or out of it, do some stretches, deep breaths, get that dirt up under your toes, eat more earthy foods, just overall be more present and it'll progress. It's Phantom and you're listening to the Golden Gypsy. If you want to reach me on Instagram, if you have more questions about grounding or how to be in the present moment, it's the Golden Gypsy, all one word, _ on Instagram. So this has been great. I hope you picked up some useful tips. If you have any more questions, don't hesitate to contact me. Love and light and blessings, and just have a blessed day. And stay tuned for more tips and everything else.